sure.
What generally would you say have been the relations between the two congregations?
Well, they have several times wanted to come and join this congregation, and we've always told them they're all welcome to come here and join it, but they'll have to live under our rules and regulations in here.
Now, you are a Reformed congregation.
That's right.
How did you happen to join the Union of American Hebrew Congregations and become a Reformed congregation?
Well, we become a Reformed congregation before we joined the Union of American Hebrew Congregations.
Was there a group of Jews in the community who had a Reformed background?
Well, at that time, it didn't make too much difference. But that's the way we set it up, and it's been that way ever since.
In other words, there wasn't any conservative movement in the community?
No, not as I remember.
Now,
yes, I would like the English translations of Beth Hillel and Vinay Zetta.
Beth Hillel is the house of Hillel. Vinay Zetta would be the sons of righteousness.
That's right.
What would you say so I could get clear?
The Beth Hillel would be the sons of Hillel, the house of Hillel, and the Bnei Zedek would be the sons of righteousness.
Now, can you tell us anything about the careers of Jewish people in the community who have been prominent in business or in civic affairs?
Well, in civic affairs, we've had several of them. I just can't mention all of them. But we had one man that was here. He still comes here. He's in the city of Chicago now, that I think deserves more credit than any man that's ever been in this town. His name was J.D. Rosenblum.
Could you say something about J.D. Rosenblum's background, where he was from?
Yes. J.D. Rosenblum was also born in Poland, came to this country at an early age, and settled in Waukegan, Illinois. And he was in Waukegan till about 1905. 1905, he moved to Chicago, and he was there till about 1910. And he came to Kenosha in 1910.
Who would you say represented the layman or the spiritual leader among the laymen of the community?
Well, I would say at that time it was J.D. Rosenblum.
And represent a leader in the Jewish community.
That's right.
Anything that people wanted in terms of advice, they
That's
came
right.
to him. That's
right. He was the man.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other people who were prominent in the community? Louis Plaus?
Well, Louis Plaus was very prominent in the community. And I would say Mr. Block has been very prominent.
What are their activities and what made them prominent?
Well, Louis Plaus headed this organization as the president. He was also connected with, he was a director, I believe, in the Chamber of Commerce and in the Building and Loan Association. And I think the same goes for Mr. Block.
Were there any of the Jewish people in the industrial group that built up the factories here?
No, not at that time.
What were the major occupations of the Jewish community?
Well, the majority of them were merchants and professional people, and some laymen too.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's a rather stable population?
Yes. Yes.
Not much of a turnover.
Well, we've had some turnover, but it's pretty stable.
Is that due in part to the community itself, or to the general American situation?
I think so. I think that'd be about right.
You say you knew the Borowski family.
Borowski.
Borowski. Were they from the same village or same community in Poland as your family?
I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. They weren't relatives at all. You said they weren't relatives.
They were relatives. My sister married a brother of Mrs. Borofsky's. That's how we got acquainted with him.
Do you remember Rabbi Lepikowski?
Yes, I do.
He was from B'nai Tzedek.
He was from B'nai Tzedek. He has a son and a daughter here in town now. Son has been very active in organization work here. He's an attorney here. Charlie Lip.
Would you say there is anything else in terms of people or organizations that should be mentioned?
Well, we had organized B'nai B'rith here. I think David Phillips was one of the men who organized it. I wouldn't know right offhand, but I think from what I know.
Are you familiar with the Isserman family? Are they Jewish?
No.
I wondered if you could perhaps go into the general community relations between Jew and non-Jew.
Well, our relations has been very good. What I mean is, when we went out to build this building, Mr. Rosenberg went out to the different manufacturers and people of means, and he raised several thousands of dollars. And we've always had them at openings of this building, paying off the mortgage, and they've been very friendly.
General relations within the community have been good. Have you had many instances of anti-Semitism?
I don't think so.
Would you say that the community has grown because of the general, the Jewish community has grown because of the general community?
Well, 45 years ago, we had a population here of 16,000 people. Today, it's about 56,000. So your Jewish community had to grow along with the community.
Now, what brought those additional Jewish families to Kenosha?
That's just a natural growth of a city.
I wonder if you're familiar with the cemetery associations or the cemetery arrangements that they have.
Oh, yes. I wanted to organize the cemetery. At the time we split our congregation activities, we were supposed to get part of that cemetery, which we never got. So we just gave it all to them, and we have our own plot at Sunset Ridge, and that's been since about at least 1928. And they have their B'nai Tzedek cemetery right up on the way to Racine.
Have you made